Winnie and Wilbur, the Pirate Adventure.
Ha ha! Pieces of eight.
Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Winnie the Witch and her big black cat Wilbur were getting ready for a party.
Morning, Wilbur!
It was a fancy dress party to celebrate Cousin Cuthbert's birthday.
What will we wear, Wilbur?
Asked Winnie.
We'll have to think about that.
Winnie thought about it. Cinderella? No.
No.
A bear? No.
No.
The Queen of Hearts? No, no.
No, no, no.
Then Winnie had a fantastic idea.
Uh-huh.
She waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And there she was, wearing a pirate costume. Wilbur was in a parrot suit. Winnie was pleased.
We look fantastic,
she said. Wilbur was embarrassed. We look ridiculous, he thought. Winnie jumped onto her broomstick.
Oh, very comfy.
Wilbur jumped onto her shoulder.
Come along, Wilbur.
And they flew off to the party.
Off we go.
There were some wonderful costumes at the party.
Cool.
Fairies, clowns, a lion, a princess.
Oh, they're very pretty.
Some spacemen. And lots of pirates.
Look at all those pirates, Wilbur.
The other pirates admired Winnie's parrot. Wilbur flapped his wings.
Wilbur, stop messing about.
All we need now is a treasure map,
one pirate said.
I found a treasure map in my pocket,
said another pirate.
So all we need now is a ship.
I can do that,
said Winnie. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And there was a pirate ship at the bottom of Cuthbert's garden.
Marvellous!
Hurrah! Shouted the pirates.
Hurrah!
They climbed aboard and sailed away.
Off you go! There in the thin ocean wave, the bumpy, bumpy
bee. You're the pirate!
Shouted Winnie's pirates.
Being a pirate is fun!
They climbed up the mast.
Oh, be careful.
They danced the hornpipe.
Oh, very jolly.
They walked the plank until Winnie fell in. Luckily, she could swim.
Oh, dear. I can swim.
Wilbur climbed up to the crow's nest for a sleep. But there was a crow inside. Said the crow. She didn't want to share with a parrot.
Wilbur, come down from there.
Winnie's pirates got out the treasure map. There were islands all around their ship. Which one was the treasure island?
I wonder which one.
But then they saw an island that looked exactly like the one on the treasure map.
That's the one.
Winnie and her pirates splashed ashore.
Come along, men.
They climbed to the top of a hill and looked down. There was another band of pirates digging up the treasure.
Oh, they've got here before us.
Ha ha! We're that treasure. Dig away, lads. Dig away. Come on, you.
They had swords and daggers, cutlasses and blunderbusses.
Oh, yeah.
They looked fierce.
Will we stay and fight?
Asked Winnie.
Or go home?
Winnie's pirates shouted.
Go home!
The real pirates looked up and saw Winnie's pirates.
Get the treasure!
They ran back to their ship with their swords and daggers, their cutlasses and blunderbusses, and sailed away.
Well done, me hearties.
Winnie's pirates were very surprised. They shouted.
We are fierce pirates.
Oh, jolly good show.
They ran down to the hole in the sand and started digging.
Put your backs into it.
It was hard work.
Come on, men, keep digging.
But at last, they dug out the treasure chest. Winnie lifted up the lid. The chest was empty.
Oh, it's empty.
Shimmery timber!
Shouted Winnie's pirates.
We've any more
smuggled.
But Wilbur saw something shining in the sand. What was it? He started to dig and dig. Out came a big shiny box. And inside the box were lots and lots of shiny tins of sardines. Wilbur was delighted. He loved sardines.
Wilbur, where is that cat?
Winnie's pirates were not delighted. But Winnie had a wonderful idea. She waved her wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And the treasure chest was full of shiny treasure.
Ah, there we are.
Now Winnie's pirates were delighted. They carried the treasure and Wilbur's sardines back to the ship.
We're rich.
It was time to go home.
Time to go.
But there was no wind to blow their ship home again.
I can fix that,
Winnie said. She waved her magic wand and shouted,
Abracadabra!
Whoosh! The pirate ship flew through the air.
Whoopee!
Plop! It landed back at the party.
Here we are.
Winnie's pirates shared the treasure with Cousin Cuthbert and his friend. They were delighted too.
Cuthbert, hello.
Winnie, thanks for the cool treasure, man.
Nice to see you.
Wilbur didn't share his sardines.
Being a pirate is fun, Wilbur.
Winnie said.
But being a witch is much more fun.
Said Wilbur.